Well, we got a new segment coming up right now. I just met you. Yes, it's Call Me Maybe. Each week we get Maybe You Call. That's why we call it that. It's a call-in. It's a maybe. It's a call-in. It's a call-in maybe. Call-in maybe, where we have a special guest each week, and they come up here and you can call in and ask them questions or maybe not. And this week, a special guest on Call Me Maybe, our very own Jeff Hammond, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Hammond, come on over here. Sit down for Call Me Maybe. First in a long series. That's right, our special guest on Call Me Maybe. This is the first edition of it. What is that Call Me Maybe number?
That would be 1-800-942-5669.
Jeff Hammond, ladies and gentlemen, on Call Me Maybe. Jeff, I guess they could call in on maybe anything they want to know about you or about music or about nothing whatsoever.
Okay, that sounds great.
Doesn't have to be related.
Do it.
Yes. Were you surprised about that rhesus monkey finding in the bass player situation?
I was not.
No. You were not?
I expected it.
Are you familiar with rhesus monkeys and their limitations as musicians?
A little bit, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit, yeah. Apparently they can play rhythm, though. I thought that was interesting, but they just cannot play bass.
That's fair.
Yeah. You picked up the bass yourself first time in grade school, middle school?
High school, actually.
High school.
Yeah,
that was my other thought.
Yeah, I started on piano.
Yeah,
played drums in high school and then switched over.
Was the piano too hard, or too complex, too?
You know, I didn't like music. I was in kindergarten.
Yeah,
and I didn't like music yet. And so my folks let me do it for a year, and I cried a lot. And then they let me stop.
They let you stop.
Yeah, I went for a year. I did what I said I would do, and then I quit. And then in third grade, I found the drums.
You found the drums?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where did you find them?
Tonawanda. That was my grade school.
Tonawanda grade school. Yeah. Where is that?
In Elm Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I liked the Muppets, and so I liked Animal, the drummer. And as a kid, I would... No, that was my first influence. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So that's how I started.
And there were no really bass-playing Muppets, were there? Is there a bass-playing Muppet? I know there's a guitarist Muppet.
Floyd. Didn't Floyd play bass?
Floyd?
I thought he played the sax. Didn't he play the sax?
You know, I don't know. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
okay, all right. But so the drums was too noisy for you, and then...
No, bass to me is really an extension of the drums. It's the best of all worlds, because drums, you have rhythm. Bass, you have rhythm. You also have melody and harmony. You have all three elements of music.
Elements.
So
I felt like earth, wind, and fire, all three elements.
Exactly, yeah. I felt it was an upgrade.
Upgrade. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this, of course, Call Me Maybe.
Mm.
And the phones are ringing. Let's go to the phones right now. Sally's on Call Me Maybe. Hi, Sally.
Hi.
Do you have a call? Maybe?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, I wondered, with all the shows that you've done,
yes.
Have you ever, or in fact, really,
sure.
when have you ever wanted to just run, scream, and keep running out of the studio?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Ever?
It happens at home. And I usually run here and do a show, so that's sort of the other way around.
Oh, I wondered.
Yeah.
There's always strange things that happen there. And so, different guests. And sometimes you just want to leave.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but thank you.
Okay, thanks, honey.
Bye-bye.
Oops, I got to stop that. Call Me Maybe. Hi, Steve. On Interstate 85. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Where are you headed, Steve?
I'm headed to Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, you are. Okay. You got some business there, or just relaxation, or?
No, I live there. I'm coming back from business.
Oh, okay. You gonna take it easy then? You can watch some football, maybe, or?
Maybe a little, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more of a basketball town.
Basketball town, yeah. Okay, of course, yeah. It would be. Okay. Anything on your mind for Call Me Maybe?
Yes. But wasn't Jeff actually operating under a code of silence for many years, and why did he break the code of silence?
Oh, you know, I'll answer that one for him.
Yes, please, Michael.
That was the other Jeff. See, we've had nothing but Jeffs as bass players. Here we had Little Jeff, and this is Big Jeff.
Or
Jeff 2.
That was true.
Yeah. The Little Jeff we didn't allow to talk because he liked to talk too much.
So this is the new Jeff.
This is new, Jeff, and he does talk, but he has no microphone, so there's a good chance for you to get some feedback from. Do you want to embellish on that?
Yeah, I'm a.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything okay. else, Steve? That you... Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, and thanks for Call Me Maybe. That's right, Call Me Baby going on right now. Call Me Maybe. And I love that song. That's my favorite bad song of all time. All right. Walt's on the line from Elm Grove, West Virginia. Oh, we have one in Wisconsin, too, Walt.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I don't know which one came first. Probably yours.
Well, we're a neighborhood in Wheeling, West Virginia.
In Wheeling? Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah? You ever been there?
Wheeling? No, never got to Wheeling. We've always stayed in Charleston for some reason.
Well, you need to head north and come up to Wheeling.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, my question for John is gut or steel?
Okay. John, what is your answer to that?
Yeah. Do you want to ask John or Jeff?
Oh, Jeff.
This is Jeff.
Okay, sure.
Big Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Do I gut strings or steel strings?
Well, the easy answer is gut strings. But,
have you ever played steel?
Well, sure. I started on steel strings, as we all did. The thing is, gut. I prefer gut.
Back off a little. Okay. Back off. I'm trying to tell you. Back off.
Oh, sorry.
Why the hell is everybody laughing?
You're overdriving.
No, definitely gut, but I will say it depends on what kind of music you're playing. I mean, if you're playing orchestral, you know, you really
want gut.
No, you want metal.
You want metal.
Yeah. And depends on, you know, what kind of jazz you're playing. If you want a certain warmer, thumpier sound.
Is there more than one kind of jazz?
Well, there's a lot of kinds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sure, yeah. So
what does gut go best with then?
Well, gut gives you a warmer sound, more acoustically pleasing sound. Mm-hmm. Is that where you're coming from, or are you metal or gut? Where are you at?
Well, I heard this guy down in Atlanta in a bar one time, and he was playing like rockabilly.
Sure.
And he had steel strings on, and man, did that rock!
Oh, the steel worked for rockabilly, huh?
Yeah. Did for me.
Yep.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Thanks, Walt.
Hey, thank you.
Call Me Maybe. Hey, Ed's here from West Allis on Call Me Maybe. Hey, Ed.
Good morning. If you're going to do this Call Me Maybe segment, you ought to get somebody from the Olympic swimming team, from the women's Olympic swimming team, because they did the Call Me Maybe feature.
Oh.
On the Olympics or during the Olympics.
Oh, did you ever swim on the women's team, Jeff?
No.
That you can remember?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay.
But I do have a question for you, musician.
It'll be you, I think.
Classical or rock, what's your favorite? And if you do have a classical favorite, what's your favorite piece for classical music?
Boy, there are so many to choose from. Let's
choose one.
Yes, Bach. I'm going to say Bach.
Which Bach?
Well, I mean, okay.
PDQ.
All of the cello suites. Bach cello suites. Let's go with that.
Bach cello.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little Bach cello.
Don't we all?
With a little dipping sauce. It's especially good. Very good.
Happy
Does that
holiday.
Cover it? Yeah, you too. Thank you. Okay, Lynn's on Call Me Maybe from Inman, South Carolina. Hey, Lynn.
Good morning, Michael. How are you this morning?
Good. I got Jeff here with me.
Hi, Jeff. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yes, thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
We were just talking about you in the chat room. Somebody said, Jeff Hammond, this is your life.
Whoa, okay.
We get to watch you every week, and having several of us have been to live shows, you know, around the country, and so we know about Jeff's Minute. We've got to enjoy Jeff's Minute live, but we're always disappointed that we can't hear what you're saying. When we're watching the show, give us a hi, Michael. He's waving. He's waving at us.
I know. I'm waving at the engineer. Okay, so, Lynn, do you have a question for on Call Me
give
Maybe?
Give us a little Jeff Minute.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn. Call Me Maybe.
Michael.
And Bob's been waiting in Grand Rapids all this time for his Call Me Maybe moment. How are you?
Very good, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff's here with me.
Hey. Hi there.
What you got for Call Me Maybe, Bob?
You know, I appreciate all the questions. I'm just wondering, Jeff, are you any relation to Hammond of Hammond Organ fame?
Very good question. No, my name is spelled differently. No D on the end.
It wasn't a very good question.
I thought, okay.
No, it's not even spelled the same.
Okay. Differing opinions as to the quality of that question.
No, but it's not spelled the same.
Well, a lot of people ask that. Yeah, my name is spelled H-A-M-A-N-N. So yeah. No relation to the Hammond organ.
No, like the guy in Persia who persecuted the Jews.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now I know. You've cleared
I'm just
a lot
the
of
latest
up.
One.
I appreciate it.
I'm just the latest one for you.
I liked your question.
Thanks,
well,
Bob.
I sure appreciate your efforts there. Fabulous feature.
There are more than efforts.
I agree.
There are more than efforts. I'll say that for you. One more here from Greg in Columbus, Ohio on Call Me Maybe. Hey, Greg.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Jeff, a question for you.
Yes.
Have enjoyed your bass solos with the pieces here for several years now.
Mm.
How much in advance do you work out your parts, or does it just kind of hit the bars that you need to fill and you just wing it?
Are you talking about the bass solo or when I'm...
Parts. You're talking about you work your parts out in advance?
Well, right. But you would start by saying bass solo. Do you mean my bass when I take a solo or when I'm an accompanist?
What else would that mean, Jeff?
Well okay.
In the situation with the show where the piano will lay back and then you'll get several measures to step forward.
Right, when I'm actually soloing. Okay, now I understand.
A bass solo, I think, is what he meant.
You know...
on the bass.
I mean, the short answer is, well, I'm improvising.
Okay. Too late.
I am improvising, but it is stuff that I have worked out before. It's kind of like a conversation. I mean, you've learned to say these words, but you don't necessarily know what you're going to say or in what order you're going to say the words. So it's kind of like that. So everything I've played, it's not out of nowhere. I mean, it's not that it's never occurred to me. I've never played it before. I have, but
it's when pretty much the same old stuff, right?
I mean,
there's only like a few different vamps you do, and you know.
Hopefully it's more than that, I think. Anyone with me on that? Yeah, Michael. It's a lot of
appealing to the audience is better instincts.
It's a lot of
That's
different things.
Low.
In fact, it's always new and different and exciting, right? It's never just a few licks, right?
That's
anyone
what
with
she
me?
Said.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Very nice. Thank you for answering that. That was a very educated question.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we got one more here. Tina's been waiting in San Diego all this time, and Call Me Maybe. Tina.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Got Jeff here with me.
Yeah, I'm listening to the phone and the radio are not in the same thing, so I'm trying to catch up on what you guys were saying.
Okay. He was saying different licks.
I have but always two sort different. Of questions. Mm-hmm. The first one, the reason I called is I was listening to the Muppet part.
Yes.
The Muppet part, yeah.
Wasn't it the kind of Valley Girl hippie-sounding chick that played the upright bass?
That could be. I cannot remember who the bass player was. I just remember Animal being the drummer, and that's all I focused on when I was in third grade. That's...
I feel a lot of Animal in your...
Yeah.
In your licks.
He's my hero.
In your licks.
So, you know, I'm going to have to go look up some Muppet episodes because I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can kind of visualize that because she always looks like her eyes are kind of closed, but she talks like that too, though, so I don't know if that has anything to do with her playing.
I think you're right. It's kind of coming back to me. I think you're right.
Is it true that you played bass in the marching band in school?
No, I played drums in marching band in school, but no, I have done parades where I walk with a bass.
Because you got that roller I noticed on it.
Right, I have a wheel. No, I have walked in parades with an upright bass and played it.
Okay.
But not in high school.
Okay.
Just like 4th of July parades.
Tina, does that pretty much answer your question?
Well, that might have answered the second question. No. Was since, you know, it's radio, I was going to ask if you're playing electric or upright, or do you do both?
I do both. Today I'm playing upright.
So when the guy called and asked about the different kinds of strings, you can actually have different ones on an upright, too?
Well, right. Yeah. There's gut strings, metal strings, nylon wrapped. I'm actually using synthetic gut. I've got to confess that when I say gut...
Do you ever
gut,
use extensions on your strings?
No. My bass is not set up for the C extension that Michael's referring to.
Oh, I didn't know it was.
Yeah. Oh. That's common in orchestral playing where you have that...
You need that extra...
For to get lower notes, you need that on your bass for some orchestral things. You can do it in jazz, too. It's I just haven't gone there yet.
Tina, does that take you where you want to go?
No, Now you're coming up with all kinds of more questions. An extension on the string?
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, on your E string, your lowest string, there's something called a C extension, which can, instead of your lowest note being, yeah, being an E, I think you drop it down to a C, a much lower pitch.
Oh, there's that theme song again. It's okay. Time for Call Me Maybe. Thanks,
Thank
Tina.
You.
Thank you all. That's Call Me Maybe with our first guest, our very own Jeff Hammond.
Bye.
Jeff Hammond.